From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump acknowledges that a New York news conference Wednesday that Russia meddled in the November election, but added other countries and individuals hack U.S. entities.
We have much hacking going on, and one of the things we're going to do, we have some of the greatest computer minds anywhere in the world that we've assembled. You saw just a sample of it 2 weeks ago up here where we had the six top people in the world. They were never in the same room together as a group. And we're going to put those minds together, and we're going to form a defense.
A U.S. intelligence assessment issued last month concluded Moscow not only meddled in the election, but did so to help defeat Mr. Trump's rival, Democrat Hillary Clinton. But the president-elect, briefed on the intelligence assessment, denied an unsubstantiated report Russia collected compromising personal and financial information about him, that his campaign officials colluded with Moscow. Mr. Trump criticized the media for peddling in what he called fake news.
I think it's a disgrace that information would be let out. I saw the information, I read the information outside of that meeting. It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen.
He also vowed to push ahead with plans for a border wall with Mexico.
We're going to build a wall. I could wait about a year and a half until we finish our negotiations with Mexico, which will start immediately after we get to office. But I don't want to wait. I don't feel like waiting a year or a year and a half. We're going to start building.
Mr. Trump said Mexico will pay for the wall, although Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto, rejected that idea. Kenya's political opposition has announced an alliance to compete in August elections against the ruling party of President Uhuru Kenyatta, seeking a second term. The Orange Democratic Movement of Raila Odinga is one of five parties joining the coalition known as the National Super Alliance of Kenya. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson, in confirmation hearings before a Senate panel Wednesday, said Russia poses a danger, but blamed previous U.S. policy for a resurgent Russia.
Words alone do not sweep away an uneven and at times contentious history between our two nations. But we need an open and frank dialogue with Russia regarding its ambitions so we know how to chart our own course.
Tillerson, an ExxonMobil chief executive, said he favors maintaining current sanctions on Moscow for the time being. He also said he favors a review of the 2015 International Iran Nuclear Agreement, vowed complete support for Israel, and called China's island building in the South China Sea illegal. The United States Wednesday announced it's imposing sanctions on seven North Korean officials, including leader Kim Jong-un's sister, for what it calls the North's ongoing and serious human rights abuses and censorship activities. It is welcome news to Greg Scarlato of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea.
It's very important that the U.S. government is now including human rights violations, crimes against humanity, perpetrators of crimes against humanity, and other human rights violations in the group of North Korean officials who are subjected to sanctions.
Two North Korean government agencies, the Labor Ministry and State Planning Commission, were also sanctioned Wednesday. German automaker Volkswagen has agreed to pay $4.3 billion in criminal fines to the U.S. to settle charges it conspired to cheat on diesel emissions over a decade. Loretta Lynch is the U.S. Attorney General.
As part of this resolution, Volkswagen is pleading guilty to three felonies: conspiracy to defraud the United States, to commit wire fraud, and to violate the Clean Air Act; obstruction of justice, and importation of goods by false statements.
Meanwhile, six current or former Volkswagen executives were charged Wednesday for their roles in the conspiracy. Greek and Turkish Cypriot leaders meeting in Geneva exchanged maps Wednesday outlining their respective proposals for territorial boundaries that could form part of a political solution to end decades of division. Espen Barthaida is the UN Special Advisor on Cyprus.
Please understand this. For one side, a big part of the historical trauma that led to, you know, that people have been living with for generations is the loss of land where people used to live, land and property where they used to live, which is a big emotional trauma for many people.
Meanwhile, diplomats from Turkey, Greece, and Britain Thursday will join the Geneva talks to discuss security parameters of any deal. Scientists Wednesday announced the discovery of a vast area of peatland in Central Africa straddling the two Congos that contains an estimated 30 billion tons of carbon dioxide. Their views in the current issue of Nature indicate draining these peatlands for agriculture could release massive amount of greenhouse gases.
That's the latest world news from VOA.